This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The White House dropped executive orders from former President Donald Trump Wednesday that attempted to ban the popular apps TikTok and WeChat and will conduct its own review aimed at identifying national security risks with software applications tied to China. A new executive order from U.S. President Joe Biden directs the Commerce Department to undertake what officials describe as an evidence-based analysis of transactions involving apps that are manufactured, supplied, or controlled by China. There is particular concern about apps that collect users' personal data or have connections to Chinese military or intelligence activities. The department will also be ordered to make recommendations on how to further protect Americans' genetic and personal health information and will address the risks of certain software apps connected to China or other adversaries, according to senior administration officials. Armed groups plaguing parts of northern Mozambique for the past 3.5 years abducted dozens of children during raids in 2020. British charity Save the Children said in a report Wednesday. It says at least 51 children, most of them girls, have been captured in Cabo Delgado province, where Islamist attacks have displaced some 700,000 people since the violence started in 2017. In March, Islamic State militants launched a coordinated assault on Palma Town, killing dozens and forcing more than 67,000 to abandon their homes. Nearly half of those displaced are children, and the true number of child abductions could be far higher than the reported cases. Save the Children called for the immediate release of all abducted children and for the perpetrators to be held to account. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Britain and the European Union failed on Wednesday to agree to any solutions to ease post-Brexit trade with Northern Ireland in a standoff that is not only deepening mistrust between the two sides, but could also cloud a weekend international summit. The row has been dubbed the sausage war by British media because it affects the movement of meats from Britain to Northern Ireland. Prime Minister Boris Johnson wants a summit of the world's 7 largest advanced economies this weekend in southwestern England to showcase what he calls global Britain. But he could receive a warning from U.S. President Joe Biden, who, according to the Times newspaper, will tell London to respect a deal with the EU that was designed to protect the 23-year-old peace settlement in Northern Ireland. Volkswagen said Wednesday it had agreed to settle claims against former executives, including longtime CEO Martin Winterkorn. That'll see the carmaker receive 288 million euros, or $351 million, in compensation related to its emissions scandal. The settlement comes the same day Berlin prosecutors charged Winterkorn with giving false testimony to the German parliament when he said he was unaware the car maker was rigging diesel engine tests before it became public. Winterkorn stepped down as Volkswagen CEO in September 2015, a week after the scandal broke, in which the group admitted using illegal software to rig U.S. diesel engine tests. The scandal has cost the company more than 32 billion euros in vehicle refits, fines, and legal costs, and spurred it to launch a huge investment in electric cars. The company initially blamed the scandal on a small number of rogue engineers. Gunmen shot dead 10 Afghans working for an international demining organization in an attack on their camp in the north of the country, the group said on Wednesday. Afghan officials blame it on Taliban insurgents. After decades of conflict, Afghanistan is strewn with mines and unexploded ordnances, and agencies have been working to clear them in the years since the Taliban were outed in 2001. A Taliban spokesman denied involvement in the killings, but a senior government official in the capital, Kabul, dismissed that, saying this was clearly an execution by the Taliban. Taliban often attack demining workers because government officials say the workers often help defuse roadside bombs the insurgents have planted. It comes as a new report says advocates for Americans held hostage overseas are concerned about the U.S. military withdrawal from Afghanistan and could make it harder to bring home captives from the country. The annual report from the James W. Foley Legacy Foundation examines the status of government efforts. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.